I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is dedicated to the passing of Bradley Johnson, which was pretty shit. It's more yellow and green than the snot running out of every female Canaries fan's nose. Yeah, that'll do. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Hello and welcome to the fifth ever Little Yellow Bird podcast, five, which rhymes with hive, which also rhymes with Dan.
Brigham, hive. Dan Brigham.
That's the one. How are you, Dan?
All right. Is it our fifth?
It's the fifth.
It is our fifth.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Okay. You're in my house, aren't you, John?
We've actually spent 5 hours together. Minimum.
Yeah, we have. 5 hours of bliss.
Bliss. Yeah. I call it bliss.
300 minutes of bliss.
300
is that
minutes?
Right? That is right.
300 minutes of bliss.
Yeah, you're in my house. I'm not in a travel lodge.
You're not in a travel lodge. You have your trousers back on.
Yep.
Which is always helpful.
Back on. Top off, though.
Top off. That's how I like it.
Clamps on. Ready to go for another hour.
So what's happened at Norwich? Nothing. We've got nothing to talk about.
No,
so
not
might
much.
Just end it here, might we?
No, there's not even a Norwich game this weekend. So
that's nothing to talk about.
Well, that's been fun.
It's been all right. Mm-hmm. Should we do home and away?
Let's do home and away then.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
So, home and away. Let's start with away. What on earth happened away?
What happened? Oh, Southampton. Yeah. That was dispiriting, wasn't it? Especially after the Stoke game. Tell you what's even more dispiriting about it is not beating Stoke. Because if we'd put those chances away against Stoke, or if Butland hadn't been in wonder save mood, then we probably could have written off the 3-0 defeat to Southampton a little bit more easily, I think. A bit more digestible. But the fact we only picked up 1 point at home in a game, we should have won 6-1, then followed up by losing 3-0, is a little bit dispiriting.
We just never got going, did we?
No. Do you know why we lost it? It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Yeah. We always bloody lose on my birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Seriously, I don't think I've ever seen Norwich win on my birthday.
Oh, and you've been alive for 36
years? Four
years?
34 years.
Yeah, but no, it was. I don't think we can read too much into it because it was nil nil until Stephen Whittaker got sent off, and then we were playing against a team who liked to keep possession and move the ball about, and we got picked off. We're down to 10 men for 60 minutes, so I don't think we can read too much into it.
He made an interesting substitution at half time.
Koeman.
He brought on the
Jay Rodriguez.
Yeah,
for Davis.
Shall I just not talk and then you just carry on?
You seem to be struggling for names.
Well, no, I'm trying to pad out time. We've got 25 minutes to go. Yeah, I just thought it was a really clever substitution. It pushed us back and we couldn't attack as much as, or even, you know, try and get him on the counter because they were in behind us every.
Are
every
you saying that because you saw my tweet at half time saying that's a weird substitution?
No, I don't remember.
Because I thought it was a weird substitution. You go 4-4-2 and they just dominated us in midfield. I thought it might leave more space open for us, and it did for a bit when it was still 1-0. We had more space.
There was always until they killed it off. Yeah, but there was always someone on the back post. Yeah. on the we'd be down behind
Rodriguez
the right.
Was great when he came on.
He was.
I'd love a striker like him at Norwich.
Yeah, we sort of player we could have gone for.
He's too. Southampton wouldn't let him go. He's probably their best striker. He was out injured all last season.
I'm going to sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, I'm glad I'm wearing my glasses.
If you want me to go on.
No, go on.
I was going to say if you want me to shoot in your face, but that's awful.
I've got my glasses.
Exactly.
On, it's fine. And my muzzle. I thought Rodriguez was excellent. Southampton were very good in the second half after we'd gone down to 10 men. I don't think we can read too much into it. Other than Stephen Whittaker was a bit of a dick.
Yeah, it was silly. I mean, the first one, when you could give him a... It's 50-50. If that would happen in the 80th minute, fair enough. But no, you were just trying to get out of the way. It wasn't like 10 seconds of him holding him up. No. He just kind of clamped together, and then he kind of crawled away and tried to get the bloke through the ball at him. It was all a bit messy. It wasn't worth a booking, was it? When you see people do horrific challenges... And you get, bloody hell, that should be a red, and I just get a booking. You compare the two, it just doesn't seem to be some sort of...
I suppose the stupid thing about it was after he'd received it, was then going and grappling.
Yeah.
Was it Tadic? I think he pulled back.
He's that a
was
knob.
He is a knob.
Yeah. Waving his invisible card.
It was like someone pointed out that, just for the irony, anyone who waves for a card should then be sent off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just for the irony.
Aggressively sent off.
I think it was Carl Minns.
Was it?
Your mate Carl Minns.
Oh.
He said it. Yeah, put it behind us, I think. I mean, up to international break, I think we've played all right in three... How many games we've played? Four of our five...
Have we played five
games?
No,
we've played four. Three of our four matches we've played very well.
Yeah.
Should have beaten Stoke. And
but we have to... Sunderland. The biggest concern, which brings us nicely onto it...
Link?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is our defence...
Yeah. We should do some transfer talk then, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Window talk.
Yeah. I would have done a jingle for it, but it's done now, isn't
it? Yeah, it's done.
Do you do a jingle?
That's a bit of pressure.
It's all right. Go. I'll close my eyes so I'm not looking. It's quite long. There's no words to it, but that's all right. It's good. Uh-huh. Transfer window. Mm-hmm.
Window slammed open again.
It's a bit rubbish, I think.
What?
The window.
General or us?
Oh, that window there. I'm looking through yours. Needs cleaning. No, I just think the whole window was a bit of an anticlimax, and I feel quite underwhelmed of what we brought in.
Yes, but also, no, absolutely underwhelmed, but also on the flip side, you have to... You know, we are probably the lowest spenders in the league. We are miles from fucking anywhere in Norwich, which causes problems. As you wrote on the littlebirdprojects.co.uk, Alex Neil's inexperience, you know, well, not even inexperience, but sort of people not knowing who he is, maybe outside of England,
his little black book
counted against us.
I was going to say, I'm actually writing something to follow up that because it's like a little
bit. You're actually writing.
I'm writing something, And but the thing is, I was going to say about that, I'm spoiling it a bit, but. It kind of come true. I didn't want it to come true, but that little black book might have been an issue.
It might have been.
I mean, it kind of this is how I kind of compartmentalized it. Is that a word?
Sure.
Like put it into my mind. It's like you know when you like sneak out Christmas, you're sneaking around looking for your presents, and you opened up a little box and you saw Destro there, and you open another one, you see, I know, some amazing player. Then when we finally get it's Matt Jarvis on loan,
you find out all the good presents for your brother.
Yeah, exactly. And we kind of they were teasing us throughout the whole window. It was like, oh well, £13 million bid for him and £13.5 million bid for him. By the way, we're going to get two loans in on the last 2 days.
The only one that I really gutted we didn't get is a Phoebe, and maybe Glenn Murray as well, who I think is a really smart player. Yeah. But he turned us down, so it's not like a lack of trying. And Wolves didn't want to sell. A phobia. So, and obviously the lack of central defender is galling. But again, we're in for them again. And it's difficult to find a really good central defender. You know, Sunderland went for someone like Cabool, and he's been awful. But he's the kind of sort of level of player we probably could have got.
Yeah.
And it doesn't automatically strengthen our team. But yeah, it's underwhelming. Although I'm looking forward to Mbakani, though. He sounds fun. Mainly because a BBC journalist who works for the World Service and knows African football said he'll miss a few, score a few, and elbow a few.
Yeah.
So he does sound fun. And he reminds me of Grant Holt a little bit as well. So and he's got a really good record as well. He's scored lots of goals for Anderlecht and Standard Liège. Really good strike rate. And there's no, you know, and he's only on a season long loan. So it's not like we've spunked £8 million on him. So I'm hopeful.
I've just got a feeling that McNally is a little bit stung from Becchio, Hooper, and obviously Ricky.
Yeah.
about the wages that we're pumping out to them. I mean, they're not really playing and they're not making a difference to the side.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling that was something, but we're not offering the wages. There was something on that, it was on Five Live. Danny Murphy said that he knows that 99%, 98% of footballers, the first thing that they say to their agent is what's the deal when they're told of interest of a club. Right. Not what the club is, not what the fans like, not the ground, not the manager. What's the deal? What am I getting? Yeah. I just don't think we're offering the same sort of wages, maybe. We never see the wages. You always say what transfer figure was. The fee was 13 million, but you never see what the wages they're offering.
But again, that comes down to us having less spending power. I mean, even exactly. Bournemouth and... who else came up with
Watford.
That? Watford have got...
what are you looking for?
I've been backed. Watford and Bournemouth are backed by rich owners, yeah. And they can afford to spend more. And the Watford owners have always... spend a lot of money collecting a huge amount of players, which is what they're doing with Watford. But I mean, apparently we offered Afobe three times his current salary.
That's a lot of money, isn't
it? Three times his current salary, and he decided to stay in the Championship.
Well, what do you do?
I mean, if Jack Reeve offered me three times my current salary to go and talk with him,
do the best
on
thing
podcast, I would go and do it.
Thank God for that. Do you know the best thing is you saying salary.
Salary,
yeah, I liked it.
Which did it go a bit Norfolk?
Salary, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I just think it was just primed. We're a yo-yo team now, like kind of West Brom were.
Yeah.
And I wanted us to make a proper investment in the team and the just someone like a Afobe would have been brilliant because you know that he would make more money for us. Redmond's going to make more money for us. Yeah. I just wanted someone like. Oh, I don't know. I don't know world football enough, but I just wanted to. Yeah, I know.
What are we doing this for?
I don't know. If I just world football, who cares about bloody foreign football? No one. Yeah, your face. And I just wanted us to bring in someone. To go, who the hell is that? But my God, does he play good football on YouTube?
But then you'd make the point about being a yo-yo club. Some fans seem to have forgotten. Seem to take into account we have been in the Premier League for the four of the last five seasons, but that counts for squadly shit. Completely mixed my words there. Squiddly shit. That counts for nothing.
Squiddly shit.
We started ground zero again when we got relegated. Us being in the Premier League for three seasons in a row counts for nothing in players' eyes, I don't think.
Yeah.
We had to start again, start with a new budget again. And we are a promoted side. We're going to struggle to attract everyone we wanted. I'm happy with the squad apart from central defence. John Ruddy had the worst transfer window of anyone in Norfolk, I think.
Yeah, bless him.
He's going to be spotted in B&Q looking for bricks and mortar to build up a massive brick wall in front of him.
Curtis Davis.
What about him?
That's it.
He's getting on. He's what, 28 now, 29. He's
getting
he's been
on.
Around for a, but he's not this young, the young guy that you're talking about.
Yeah, but no, not necessarily a young guy, just someone that you know that will do a decent job.
Will he? I mean,
will he what? Who's Will he?
Will he do a decent job? I mean, someone like Stephen Colker would have done. He's, I think that's a very good signing. But there's just no one out there. There's no one. Well, this is why you got scouting networks, because it's off the top of your head. It's difficult to think of really quality central defenders you can buy for £10 million or less. And that's why Norwich should have a scouting network. And that's we were linked with a Danish guy for £2.5 million, which quite a few people who were sort of in the know and associated with the club seemed to think we were getting. So I had no idea what happened with that deal.
The first thing I did that most football fans would do is go on YouTube. And he is slow. He is.
Is that right?
God, is he?
I haven't bothered with YouTube.
Yeah, he turns like a tanker.
I went on Mbakani's YouTube.
Yeah, saw him.
Yeah,
he's got a header from outside the area into the top corner.
You noticed out of about the 40, because it was from two of his seasons, about 31, 32 goals, only one was left footed. He does not have a left foot whatsoever. No left foot.
Cameron Jones have a right or left foot. So
or just, a head. Yeah. Either.
Bless him.
Yeah.
So what should we do now then?
I don't know what's next.
I don't know. There's lots of things next.
Are we doing podcast post bag? Because
never heard of that. What's that?
You try and say it. Try and
podcast say it. Post bag.
Yeah, beautiful. You've got it. You've nailed it on the fifth attempt.
Shall I do the jingle?
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a few to get through, so we'll do it. Ready?
Okay.
Postcard. What was it? Post bag. Podcast post bag. Get on it. Okay. So what we asked people on the social media, if you could describe the transfer window with a bloody movie, what on earth would it be? And what did people say? Dan.
Well, we had an overwhelming response, which is obviously the opposite of our
last
overwhelming
week.
Transfer window.
Okay.
And obviously, in things like this, when Norwich are perceived to do badly, people seem to get involved rather than doing well.
Yeah, I like that.
And people have got really fucking involved. So we've got Scream from Zoe Morgan, who writes for the Little Yellow Bird Project.co.uk.
Nice.
She's got a new piece up on Friday.
Well, should we have a little silence for Wes Craven, who he died this week, didn't he?
Okay.
I love Scream movies, didn't you?
Was that Wes Craven?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it Scream?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, no, he was good.
He was good.
Yeah.
Changed the horror genre.
Mm-hmm.
A few times. Bless him.
Yeah, bless him. Norwich fan as well. Zoe says Scream. and two people, Simon Wilson, Scott McLeod, both say Titanic. We all know what happened at the end. Do you know what happened at the end?
Kate Winslet overact?
I think so, yeah. Is that Delia?
Kate Winslet, no.
Who would drown easiest in the Norwich team? Wes, probably.
Wes,
He'd be able to slip one of the armbands around his waist, though, wouldn't
he?
Yeah,
he'd go right to his knees, but everyone else would be up to their ankles type thing.
Uh-huh. Frank and Stan, who I know, he is named himself after his dogs, the crazy man, says Kramer versus Kramer. Never watched that film, so I don't get the reference.
No, I didn't.
No.
It's got Dustin Hoffman, isn't it?
Yes. Paul Solomon says...
What did you read out for then?
Gotta be the Texas...
We just made us look like complete dicks.
Well, read them all. Gotta be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's another horror movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Massacre.
We didn't do it that badly.
Texas.
We haven't, Bradley Johnson, I suppose. Remember him?
Texas.
Bradley?
Never heard of
Bradley
him.
Johnson?
No.
Hair. Something to do with hair.
Oh, yeah. I remember him now. Wasn't he like really good last year? And then quite crap the previous years after that.
Yeah, one in four seasons isn't bad to be good, though, is it?
6 million.
Richard Freezer says The Money Pit. Oh, do you remember that? I remember the remake. Tom Hanks falls in a bath, falls through the ceiling.
Nope.
That's quite funny. Anchorman, the Legend of Jim White.
Okay,
bit of satire. Nice.
Did anyone actually watch it?
I watched a bit of it. I turned over to Come Dine With Me.
It wasn't the same as an 11 o'clock finish, was it?
Well, no, that's because you were at work, so you didn't get to see any of it.
Yeah, but your people go, oh, bloody God, I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to get up in the morning. I was waiting for that sort of thing. It was like 6 o'clock. It's like, I've got to make my tea now.
It's very sort of English deadline, that, isn't it? Because people have to get home and have their tea.
Yeah.
They don't want that interrupted. Duncan Edwards has come up with a few. Duncan Edwards,
he's got nothing to do during his life.
He's got Schindler's Unobtainable List.
Oh.
Nice. He's got Apocalypse Now, which is factual. No napalm though.
That's your favourite movie, isn't it?
It is my favourite movie. Demolition Man Leaves for Derby. Bradley Johnson reference.
Okay.
But Derby
Demolition
City,
Man Leaves for Derby. I've seen Demolition Man, but
One flew signings flew over the canary's nest.
Nice.
That's good. That one, Duncan. Yeah. Well done. He's also gone, We Didn't Break the Bank Mountain. Sean Wilkinson says, Nightmare Before Christmas, in brackets, I hope.
That's not bad.
Yeah, because obviously he wants Norwich to redeem themselves at Christmas.
Well, the window's opening.
Yes, exactly.
Nightmare Before Christmas, because then the window's open. That is brilliant.
Sid Suris says, Driving Miss Canary.
Driving Miss Canary, Miss Daisy. Old women?
No idea.
Okay.
Ant Park says Armageddon. John Punt says The Departed.
Nice.
That's Bradley. And also, obviously, Ricky Van Wilsbrink, who's also left us.
And Tony Andrew.
John Punt says Snatch, and in brackets...
And Vadis.
All our fucking players. Snatch, all our fucking players. We haven't lost many. We haven't lost any first teamers.
No one snatched them, though, did they?
We haven't lost any first teamers as well.
I think most of it was done in a very professional manner.
I think so,
There was no kidnapping involved.
No. There's no need to get Liam and Neeson involved, isn't it? Is there? Chris Utting says The Troll Hunter, because it's the worst film ever. Have you seen it?
No, it's not. It's a good film.
The Grapes of Wrath of the Barclay, says John Punt again.
Oh, wow.
Eisenbrook, Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Real Street.
Yep. Neil Spink says Dull Less Buyers Club. Deal Less, it should have been, really, shouldn't it? Should have been Deal Less Buyers Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Dull Less. Almost.
Oh, no, Dull. Dull Buying Club. We're dull. Mm.
Ice Age the Meltdown says Matt Worman.
Yeah, Meltdown.
Matt J. Ware.
There's loads, isn't there?
Says Rage.
Is that a film?
Essex Canary says Mission Impossible 1, 2 and 3. You know when I told you we should just do a top 5 because it gets quite dull just reading them all out?
No.
And you said no, read them all out.
I can't remember that. Read them all out. Keep going, it's good.
Made in Holt, Chris, says Add title of any disaster movie here. What's your favourite disaster movie, John?
Stop All My Mammal Shoot.
What? Is that a disaster movie?
That was dreadful.
All right, then. Is that a disaster movie?
No, well,
was it just a disastrous movie?
That's the one. Oh, is that what you said? Sorry. I thought that's what you said.
Right. Nick at Iviz Nizni says, There Will Be Blood.
Nice.
Syrian Shores says, To Kill a Yellow Bird. Ooh, nicely.
Harper Lee reference.
And her Yellow Bird so. Podcast.
Moo.
Says, Trading Places.
Well, that's just that perfect.
Have we traded?
See, this is we kind of can't. You kind of trade, don't you? Trade.
Matt Hammond says, "All is lost." I don't actually agree with this, though. He also says,
"Oh, is that a film or is just him sending us?"
He says 2013 in brackets. So,
oh, is he helped?
2013 film. He's IMDb.
So it's a film then. It's not just him like sending us some sort of depressive cry for help.
Well, I hope not. I've not heard from him since, and that was 10 hours ago.
Oh God.
Sharon Matthews says, "Rear Window." Oh, this is a good one. John Hipkiss.
Rear Window.
Yeah.
Window.
Window.
God, she's clever.
John Hipkiss
says,
and this is quite clever, moderate, not even that clever at all, says the good, Brady, the bad, no centre-back, and the ugly, Jono. So that's quite, I quite like that.
Oh, nice.
He's covered all bases there.
You ever kissed a hip?
Have I ever kissed a what?
Hip.
A hip?
Yeah.
Have I missed something here?
Hipkiss.
Oh, Hipkiss. No, I've not, no.
Okay.
No.
Do you want to?
Put your trousers back on. Phallus Johnson. Rude.
Oh, God.
Says, Failure to Launch.
Nice.
Jamie Allison, Dude, Where's My Defender? Nicely done. James Burgess. Who is,
are there any more of these? How many more of these?
Nearly there. Fucking hell. We can edit this, though, can't we?
No.
No, we can edit this. This has gone on far too long. James Burgess, who's a very good friend of mine, went to Wembley with.
No one cares.
Says, Groundhog Day. That's a bit rubbish, Jim. Or Avenging Disco Vampires, just because... Well, it's the best film name ever. Avenging Disco Vampires.
Right. Block him. Was that... Seriously.
Ian Sturgis says, Panic Room. Could apply to the club, but mostly to a lot of the fans. Nice. Umbrella tweet.
God, this is...
This is terrible.
Come on.
Phallus Johnson again, flirting with his answer. And finally...
What?
Cy Revolver. It's a revolving door. It costs loads of money. Nobody understands what's going on. Ultimately disappointing. Done.
Thank fuck for
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, I need a drink. I need a drink.
So what do I say? Don't ever tweet ever again.
No, next time we're going to do a top five, I think.
Okay, but yeah, people get sad.
Top seven.
A top 11.
Top 11. Nine.
And we can relate them to... Why haven't we done 10? We're on top 11. Actually, do top nine. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh. Yeah, we'll
we just touched toes.
We did just touch toes.
That's disgusting. Whoa. I loved it.
I haven't even got any socks on as well.
Mike, that's not my toe.
we'll do top five next time.
10.
And thanks God you can edit this down.
I can't. I'm not going to. Oh. It was good.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you ever so
I
much.
I do appreciate
everyone.
People doing.
They're all very good.
They are. I saw them coming in going, oh, that's good. That's good. And I didn't want to read them anymore because I thought, then I won't be surprised and enjoy them now.
What would you go for if it was a movie?
Give me a second. You carry on talking and I'll think.
I would go for something like Stand By Me. No major stars brought in. Really sad ending because we didn't get a central defender. So no major stars. Sad ending. But ultimately a good heartwarming film. And ultimately I thought it was quite a decent transfer window for us.
That's not funny at all.
That's off the top of my head and factual. Have you got one yet?
Inside Out.
Why?
Because we had some players in... The side and right. Out.
That is very factual.
God, I came up with that.
Uh-huh.
Just now.
Should we just move on?
Please do.
Fucking hell.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're going to do now a very special guest.
Now it's time for Token Female.
Okay, for Token Female this week, we have an incredible guest. We have Fionn Thomas with us, who is a fantastic tweeter and personality. Just goes around loads of football grounds non-stop. She's always on the train. She comes and watches Norwich every game. She goes to the away games. Just a proper legend. But she goes to loads of little grounds that you and I have never even...
I think, isn't she?
Yeah, and how do you know that?
We'll ask her.
Okay.
We'll ask her.
But just going to grounds that you and I would not even heard of.
Although, having said that,
yeah,
when I was young, my parents, on the insistence of my brother, used when everyone holiday in England, used to drive us to the local non-league grounds and ask people there to get us to have a look around.
Wow.
I used to love castles, and my brother loved non-league football grounds. The loser.
Just Mr. Castle over here. Anyway, so here we go then. We're going to give her a ring, and we'll go have a little chat with Fionn. Here we go. So, with us, we have a fantastic guest. I'm really excited to introduce Fionn Thomas. Are you there, Fionn?
Hello, I'm here, yes.
Hello. Of course, you're at football.
Yes, of course.
Of course. And how many games have you been to today?
Just the one.
Just
for now.
One? Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's midweek, you know.
Oh, of course it's midweek. I'll let you
off. I did go to two on Monday, if that counts.
Did you? Where did you go?
Yeah. Saltbean United and Whitehawk.
Oh, we've all been there.
Again.
Took that one off years ago.
Again. So it's really, thank you very much for talking to us. You are a token female, so and you need to talk about Norwich City because you're a Norwich City fan, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So what do you think of the current Norwich City team?
we don't have one, do we? I think we sold everyone.
We have sold everyone. We don't have any middle people left, like as I like to call them, middle people.
Back middle people.
Back middle people. Mm-hmm. It's been a bit of a strange little window, hasn't it? Are you disappointed as we and me and Dan are?
I don't know. I feel disappointed about leaving Bradley Johnson.
I know
we're all meant to be very pragmatic about how we've got $6 million for our substitute and things like that, but I'm a bit sad about it.
What should we spend our $6 million on?
I don't know. Maybe.
What about a screen? We need a screen, don't we?
No, I don't want a screen.
Yeah,
I think
you wouldn't because you just.
I think we should turn the Lower Berkeley into a terrace for the $6 million.
If it hasn't got one little tiny tea hut, it's not a decent enough ground for you, is it?
Isn't the terrace a little bit too modern as well? Just grass bank will do, won't it?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah. What is the score currently?
It's 0-0.
What's the point?
Do we know where you are? We haven't asked where you are.
Well, that's that. We've got people that guess. They've got to guess. They're going to text in.
Oh, okay. They're not going to do that.
No one's going to do that.
Where are you, Fionn?
I'm at the Ladywell Arena in Catford watching Forest Hill Park against Lewisham Borough.
Oh, we nearly went there tonight.
I was going to go. That's how weird is that?
Well, everyone else is here. So.
What's the attendance? 4, 8?
I reckon about 20 or 30. So nice. Sort of Portman Road levels.
Do you want to count them quickly?
They're very far away. It's an athletics track as well. So it's not great.
It's like the old Withdy. Well, how many grounds have you been to then?
I think this is my 377th.
Don't pretend you don't know straight off the top of your head there.
Yeah, no, I do have a list.
Yeah. What happens when the grounds run out?
Sorry, say again?
What happens when the grounds run out?
I don't know. They keep building new ones, so that's good. I think if they run out, I think I'd just have to watch Norwich every week, which is, I don't know.
I think, this is going to sound like I'm taking the piss, but I'm not. You are seriously one of my heroes on Twitter, because every single ground you go to, it's like, I've never even heard of it. And you're like, oh yeah, I've been there. I just think you're astonishing advocate for football. What makes you want to kind of get onto trains and go to the middle of nowhere to watch teams you don't know anything about and keep doing it over and over again?
I don't know. I think it's quite satisfying in a very sad way, having a list. And
oh, is that what it is?
Maybe. Well, it's also fun seeing all these strange places that I would never, ever come to for any other reason.
Do you spend sort of time hanging around the towns beforehand?
Not if I can help it. If it's a nice place, then yes, but not in Catford today.
Right. Which one out of me and Dan do you prefer?
The film's only just started following me on Twitter.
Actually, that's me then.
It was one of my greatest days.
It was.
I like you both equally.
Damn it. Why do people keep saying that?
Why do you keep asking them?
Because I want someone to say me for once.
How did it all start then? Which was the first ground you went to?
The first ground I went to? Well, Carrow Road.
Ah.
That's the worst question I've ever heard.
Which is the second first ground you went to?
I think it was either Cambridge United or Nottingham Forest. I can't remember which came first.
Okay.
This sounds really personal. I don't mean it to be. But whereabouts are you based? Do you have to give us a postcode or anything? Just like a rough area. North?
I live in very near to Millwall's ground.
Oh, do you? So you're from London?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Bermondsey, somewhere like that.
Why don't you start being a Millwall fan?
Because they're really bad at the moment.
That's true.
Ooh, glory
really,
hunter.
Really bad.
Yeah, a bit of a glory hunter.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Can I ask you?
No.
Oh. What's your favourite commuting snack when you're going to a game?
Nice.
Or do you have a little
commuting snack?
Do you have a set? Do you have a set lunchbox? Or
there's people next to her. That woman just said commuting snack.
Is it a bag of crisps or a chocolate bar? What do you take with you?
No, I wouldn't really take anything with me. I'd save it for the tea hut at the ground.
Classic.
You can't
put money into the community, into the club.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Support the club. Feel exactly. Virtuous.
This is a good question. What has been the worst? I promise. What has been the worst toilet you've had to go to?
That is Barkingside FC.
So you know it already. Why is a dead body in the cubicle or?
There were no lights.
Was it a night game?
Lights.
Brilliant.
So it was a bit of a magical mystery adventure. Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Yeah. That's amazing. There are no lights. It's quite scary.
Did you find Jake Humphrey in there?
he's probably still there now.
Yeah, bless. Well, thank you very much, John. Have you got any more questions? I feel a bit in awe of speaking to you.
What's the worst standard of football you've seen?
It's going to be important.
I've seen Ipswich a few times.
Hey, there we go.
Too easy.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to leave the final word to you. If you want to say anything about Norwich City, it's your chance to do it. And it will be told to about 8 people, so
this is your chance. I don't know.
Come on,
you must have something. Who put the ball in the Ipswich net, probably?
Oh, one more question, actually.
No,
I've got another question.
It's a good.
On your lit, do you mark grounds or anything like that? Or do you just...
Sorry, say again, sorry?
Do you mark grounds or anything like that? Or do you have marks out of
10? Do I give them a rating?
Yeah.
Rating, that's the word.
No.
It's just all about the going.
I'd have to come up with some kind of system then.
Do you have a map that you colour in? Like all the places
I do have a map, but I don't colour it in. It's an internet map.
What sort of question is that? No. I think we should leave on that one. Do you have a map and do you colour it in? No, I have a map, but I don't colour it in. Perfect. Thank you very, very much. You're a superstar and everyone should follow you. And I will encourage everyone to follow you because you are a legend. Thank you very, very,
thank
much,
you very
for,
much.
Thank you very
all
much
right,
for being
cheers,
on
guys.
The Token Female. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
And there we go. That was, she was great, wasn't she?
She's genuinely great. She's
genuinely
one of our favourite.
We're just saying how in awe we are of just the passion and the commitment she has to go to all these grounds.
We were actually a little bit nervous about talking to
her. Before I press the button.
That doesn't sound like
nice. I've got her phone number in my phone now.
But if you don't follow her on Twitter, then really please do. She's very quick-witted. She's very funny.
She's brilliant.
She's a little bit anarchic as well. And it's at Fion _. And Fion is double F-I-O-N _. I assume it's Welsh.
I did mention it is Welsh. I did mention to her I was going to do my motorcycle impression of her name. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fion. It's good, isn't it?
It's more like the little spaceships from Star Wars, that.
Fion. Nice. So there we go. Please do follow her because she's great. So should we move on?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So let's get on to Dan versus John. Which was what's the current score?
2-1 to you, John.
Say it again. 2-1 to me. Here we go. Dan versus John. Who cares?
Go on then. Give us your best shot.
I'm going to read seven things out.
Seven?
No, I'm not. Okay, what I'm going
to
do...
Three one to me.
This is a name special. Not any names, though. This is a middle name special. So I'm going to read out seven middle names from Norwich players. And for you to get a point, you have to get five of them correct.
Oh, fuck off.
Five of them correct. First, I'll take first answer only, though.
But that's impossible.
Not necessarily.
Okay, go on then.
No, four correct. There we go, four correct.
That's still impossible.
Okay, right. So, Thomas Gordon. Whose middle name's Thomas Gordon?
Well, it's fucking impossible. It's literally pissing impossible.
It's like unlikely to be Sebastian Bessong, isn't it?
Oh, okay, that narrows it down, doesn't it, then? Fucking Thomas Gordon. Are they current?
Yeah, this is in the current squad.
Oh, I was going to go for... Okay. Current squad. Thomas Gordon.
LTG.
Ryan Bennett.
Incorrect. John Ruddy.
I'm just going to keep saying
Ryan Bennett has no middle name. According to Wikipedia, he doesn't.
Maybe
anyway.
He does and he couldn't spell it. I'll just take
TG,
it out.
TG, the goalkeeper, John Ruddy.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is impossible, they're not
all as literal as that. So that's
you give me things that are actually impossible, I have to guess.
I'm going to
not actual questions that people would
incorrect.
Know. These are guesses. Okay. Oh, by the way, how many semi-final teams?
You got it right, though.
Yeah, but I guessed. I actually gave you something that people could know.
This is rubbish. No, you can. Okay, Alexander Shaquille. Whose middle name is Alexander Shaquille?
I'm going to go for Nathan Redmond.
Incorrect.
Piss.
Andre Wisdom.
Is it?
Andre Alexander Shaquille Wisdom.
Shaquille, cool.
Do you want to know Nathan Redmond's?
Yeah.
Do you want to know it?
Well, would that give me a... Go on.
Daniel Jerome. Oh. It's like an extra player, Daniel
Jerome,
isn't he? Right, so Kenneth Alexander. Kenneth Alexander.
I see Alexander and Kenneth are quite Scottish names. Ooh.
Interesting.
Is that good? Just nod or shake your head if that's an interesting thing.
No clues. I'm losing 2-1, remember.
This is impossible. I'm going to go for either Russell Martin or...
I want you to get this right so we can carry it on. Otherwise, no, I said four, didn't I?
It's either Russell Martin or Stephen Whittaker.
I can tell you...
Is it either of those two? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can tell you... no, I can't tell you anything further. I can tell you the other Scottish player who isn't also has a very Scottish middle name as well.
Is that coming up?
No.
Well, tell me the other Scottish name.
Gordon.
Just Gordon.
Just Gordon.
So who's posher? If you have two middle names, you're quite posh, aren't you? Or I would say Russell Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Russell Keith Alexander Martin. Good work. Okay. VIP.
Shove. Is this true?
No, it's Gary Hooper joke. He's got no middle name either. Gary VIP Hooper. Okay, Stefano. So you've got one out of three so far. So Stefano.
Oh fuck.
And you can work this one out.
I'm trying to get through the whole. Has he played for us? Stefano is quite Mediterranean-y.
Don't make that noise.
I'm going to go for Stefano or Stefan?
Stefano.
Stefano. Nope.
Think about it.
I am trying to. Stefano. I can't. Oh. Who's that? No. I'll go through the whole team and I can't.
Very sort of Mediterranean sounding, isn't it? Well, not just Mediterranean sounding. It is Mediterranean.
Oh no. But it's actually in the starting 11?
He's in our squad.
Squad?
He is in our squad. He's not been sold, not been sent out on loan.
Stefano.
You've got to get it.
I can't think. Give me a choice.
Okay, do you want me to move on to another one and then you can come back to Stefano?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, Tony Waikwa. Waikwa. W-A-I-K-W-A. No, Martin Olsen. Martin Tony Waikwa Olsen. You've lost, John. This is your first loss.
Cunt.
Stefano's Harry Toffolo.
Oh,
man.
Fuck.
And the other one I was going to give you was Kendall.
Didn't even think of him. Kendall.
Yeah.
Just Kendall.
Yeah. You'd never get him.
Cameron Drome.
Jake Keane.
Who?
Jake Kendall Keane. Off the goalkeeper. So there you go. You've lost.
It was shit. I hated that.
Cameron Jerome is Zishan Rana.
Well, I knew that.
Did you know that?
What's Alex Tetti's middle name?
Alex Tetti's middle name is Banor.
B-A-N-O-R,
which is such a cool... Banor is such a cool name.
Well, you haven't seen that. Listen to my song. The Alex Tetti song.
Is that mentioned in that?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. That's available on our first ever podcast. Still available to download.
Out now. Well, that was rubbish. Give me an actual thing that people would know.
You know, Louis Thompson. Still in our, have we sold Louis? I've moved him on loan. We haven't, have we,
nope.
Louis Thompson?
He's captain of the reserves.
So there you go. Still 2-1 to you. So next week, my chance to draw level.
Bollocks.
From 2-0 down.
I hated that. Every second of it.
You got one right, though.
I did, and that was quite good. So I should get 1 point.
What I was going to do originally
was
ask you to guess 5 middle names. And
oh, yeah. Fucking hell.
We have got a James and a Mark. In there, so you might have got a couple, and a Thomas as well. So you might have got some.
Well, that was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Should we finish off with a away game for home and away?
We should. Well, we haven't got an away game.
Shh, it'll be good.
But okay.
Okay, here we go then.
Okay,
this is the second part of home and away.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich. Home and away.
Fucking get on with it.
So this is the second part of Home and Away. We haven't got an away game.
No.
So, there we go.
Well, should we have a minute talking about Bradley Johnson?
I think we should.
We should. Just so we can then put it on the title and people might want to read it.
That's true, yeah. We'll slag him off on it. Say, Bradley Johnson, we'll call the podcast Bradley Johnson Was Shit. And then people go, oh, I've bloody listened to that. And
you know, the only Norwich player to have ever tweeted me about one of my columns or blogs, whatever, was Bradley Johnson.
Did he slag
back
it
when
off?
He was on Twitter? Yeah, it was when I wrote for the Pinkin. I wrote a piece saying something along the lines of the reason England will never win a World Cup while English players like Bradley Johnson still playing in the Premier League. And you know, I was very nice about him. Said he had lots of attributes, which I still believe. You know, he was committed, etc., etc. But if England is still producing players who can't play, get the ball and change and move it on quickly, and can't get it in tight circles, then move on, and can't pass accurately, then we are fucked if we ever think we're going to win a World Cup, because it's not going to happen. And he tweeted me saying, oh, listen to this, eh? Stick to the cricket, eh, mate? As was a cricket journalist back then.
Yeah, but do you know what? He did this for something quite similar to me, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I was just making a random joke last, like, oh, look out, Rose Ed or something like that, Bradley Johnson on the ball. And I'm sure he said something. But then I got like 100 other people going, yeah, you tell him, Bradley. Yeah,
yeah, I had...
I agree with you.
Who did we send on loan to... Not on loan. Who plays for... Oh, fuck. I can't remember his name.
You have to say that. I'll try and help you.
League 2 footballer.
Tom Allen? No.
No.
League 2?
League 2. I can't remember his name. He jumped in as well.
Anthony McManee?
No. It's quite a young fella. Can't remember his name.
Corey Smith?
No. Shit and young, but he jumped on my back as well, saying no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So, but from then, and that was about 3 years ago to now, he's sort of grown on me. Bradley Johnson has, I think, and even though I never rated him and didn't think he was a Premier League class player, Norwich feels like a different place without him. I think, and what the effect on the dressing room is going to be is, well, we'll never know. It's unquantifiable, but that's the worrying aspect of it, because I don't think he'd get in our first 11 or even particularly close to it as well, our first 11, now that Matt Jarvis has been signed.
It happened so quickly. That was a thing. I mean, he was coming on as a substitute, and he was doing, you know, did he come on against Southampton? I think he must have. I think he did.
Yeah, he did, because he had the shot that was saved, and then Hooper missed the sitter for the rebound. When Hooper came on the last 3 minutes or so, he volleyed it wide.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just... He was sorry, he was playing. He started the first game. It just, something went wrong very, very quickly.
When Alex Neil came out and said...
Yeah,
he was great last season, but hasn't met that sort of standards this season. That was after 2 games.
Yeah.
Only one he had started.
So I think something happened. I really do.
I mean, it's impossible. Obviously, we don't know, but it's easy to speculate that. But
let's do it then.
Yeah.
Speculate, go.
But he's mates with Lewis Grabban, isn't he? But then he also seems like he's mates with everyone in the dressing room. Seems very popular. But surely the evidence is He wasn't going to play on the left. I mean, the fact Johnny Howson started the last three games on the left and he's not a left-sided player suggests Johnson was down the pecking order there. Now we've brought in Jarvis and it's likely Brady will push up on the left when Olsen comes back.
Yeah.
Suggests he wasn't going to play there and he's no central midfielder. He's never been a good holding midfielder and it was sort of Neil Adams who actually pushed him out the left, which is why he had such a great season last year. And he'd be behind Tetti, Malumbu and even Gary O'Neill in that position and Dorans. So it makes sense we've sold our sixth or seventh choice midfielder, but it's so quick. It's such a sudden departure.
How can he suddenly become our sixth and seventh choice midfielder when he was winning player of the season last year?
Well, he had
been the first name on the team sheet nearly.
He had no competition on the left last year, essentially. Because Howson played in the middle. Redmond was on right.
Yeah, but still.
The Murphy twins didn't. Josh Murphy had a few games and didn't do much with it. So Johnson was stuck out on the left.
True, but he still won. You know, he was quite easily our best player last year.
I wouldn't say that.
But he was.
I wouldn't say he was easily our best player.
Okay, all right.
Well, and I don't think he was our best player under Alex Neil either.
But he ran away with the player of the season.
Yeah,
and that was the most important award then.
And he probably was our best player. But under Alex Neil, I thought Howson, Tetti were equally, if not better, and Wes as well was as good. And Besong when he came back as well.
But did you hear the interview he gave to Radio Derby or whatever it is? He mentioned that it was really a shame that things didn't work out at Norwich.
Yeah, but then I mean,
yeah, but things didn't work out. He was literally our best player that season, and four games later, it didn't work out. It just seems really strange. Four games.
It's strange.
That was the following season, I'd understand it. If you had a whole season of being a bit part player, but literally four games. If we make an injury on the left hand side.
Well, no, we're fine because we've got Brady, Jarvis and Howson's played out there as well.
Yeah, true, I guess.
But I wouldn't read too much into what footballers say in their first interview at a club either, because they usually just try out the clichés and this bit unthinkable.
And, accidentally call the wrong football team.
City, yeah. But it's a city, though. No, it's not. It's a town, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a town. It's not even a city.
Wank.
But will you miss him? You miss Bradley?
No.
Right.
Simple as that.
I
miss him as a use of jokes. Yeah. To be honest,
yeah.
I mean, it was like I used to just do a joke about, you know, the Rose Ed thing, because his shooting was awful for 2-3 years,
yeah,
and then suddenly it clicked and he started pinging everything into the top corner,
yeah,
or into the bottom corner from very early on last season against like Blackburn and things like that. He scored the winner or the third goal against, and it just carried on. It's a shame, but I think for 6 million, that's rising up to 7.5 million. It's more than we paid for Brady.
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'll miss him in the sense that he felt like him and Houlihan, I suppose, were the only real connections to the era of Holt and of Paul Lambert. So in that sense, it feels like, you know, we've moved on a little bit, even though Johnson came in later than Houlihan, obviously. But he wasn't going to get anywhere near the first 11, was he?
Do I feel really sorry for? There's quite a few little kids I saw with Johnson T-shirt. Oh, no, they're Johnson on the back of... I hope the club say if you get a Johnson T-shirt, we'll give you a new one.
Yeah, 4 games in season, yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Francesco Toffolo on the back of it instead.
Stefano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's Johnson done. And maybe, are we staying up after the transfer window?
No.
Okay.
I still believe it. I mean, I've got no more transfer window to come up in January, but I still think we needed a good striker. The thing is, the problem is that
we don't know who's supposed to be that Imbacan,
Ricky's gone. It's just a replacement that we needed someone extra on top of it. Hooper doesn't want to go, doesn't want to be here. Graben doesn't want to be here. We've got two strikers, and we've got two centre backs. That is haunting for me.
Yeah, I think Graben and Hooper could turn it around if necessary. I think, but we don't know how good Imbacani is, and I think that
he's clearly the best player in the world,
and that may decide whether we stay up or not, I think. I mean, I did say if we didn't sign any centre-back, we'll be going down. But I think we've started the season, apart from the Southampton result, better than expected, played better, created a lot of chances. And if Mbakani is the kind of player who will take those chances, then we may just do enough to stay up, I think.
Are we staying up, Dan?
No.
Ooh. See, people are going to say we're really depressing and really negative. Oh, you know, no, I don't think it is a negative.
Even if we go down, we'll go down scoring quite a lot of goals and create a lot of chances. Yeah. That'll be of fun.
Which is what I said, like the Burnley thing. I honestly think we're going to be like the Burnley of this year. People, God, they played some good football. Yeah. They really went for it. But we haven't got quite enough to keep enough clean sheet. Mm. We haven't got one clean sheet yet. We haven't got enough.
Conceded eight.
Exactly. That's what's that, two a game?
Yeah. Quick maths with John Rogers. it's all down to Mbakani now.
Yeah.
And if we lose Sebastian Sabong, then we are monumentally.
How depressing it is that the funniest thing in the whole podcast is you saying Sebastian Gabong.
Yeah.
Well done.
Which is almost bordering on racist, but
no, it's not.
It sounds like making a joke out of a funny name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's not.
Which clearly wasn't.
Let's do your little thing, which is called
I love this. Will happen, won't happen.
Woo!
Well,
Gary Hooper refuses to play for Norwich after Delia turns down his request to be his live-in VIP chef.
Won't.
The Barkley end celebrates Bradley Johnson by ducking for cover in the fourth minute in memory of his shooting ability.
Well,
John Ruddy spotted rowing up a creek without a paddle to practice standing behind Bassong and Martin for the rest of the season.
Won't.
Everyone looks forward to the international break and the chance to support England. Are England playing? They are? Against San Marino?
Thank you very, very much for listening, everyone. Thank you for our wonderful guest, Fionn. And just thanks to you, Dan, for being you.
Thanks to you for eventually putting your trousers on. Sorry if we've depressed people tonight.
I don't think we have. We're all right.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right, everyone.
I think so.
We're going to be all right.
But Russell Martin Bassong will go six games without conceding now.
You better. If not, I'm going to bloody shake my fist towards the sky.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.